This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It is difficult to say exactly what's happening in Gaza at this hour. Red Cross trucks were seen leaving Gaza at the Rafah crossing, containing additional hostage releases. But smoke can also be seen on the Gaza skyline, though there's no indication it's the result of more fighting. The current pause in fighting is almost over. Negotiators are trying to get it extended, but there's no word that such a deal has yet been made.
This is all in the hands of Hamas. The Israelis have said if they continue to release 10 hostages a day, they will extend by a day.
That is U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfeld. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. federal prosecutors have announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen who was originally from India.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
You might remember there was a similar incident in Canada about a month ago. This is VOA News. It is the eve of the UN COP28 climate summit. Let's get a preview now from Henry Ridgewell.
Observers call it a crucial moment.
So this is the first time since the Paris Agreement the world has taken stock of how are we doing on the objectives we set ourselves back then. And it's challenging to see what that report says. We should be reducing our emissions by 43% by the end of this decade. The latest trajectory suggests they're actually going to rise by 9% with catastrophic impacts for people all over the world.
The COP summits involve complex negotiations. Most countries want to reduce global emissions. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Hundreds of Catholic institutions around the globe have announced plans to divest their finances of oil and gas and coal to help fight climate change. However, in the United States, Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports not a single diocese shows signs of relinquishing fossil fuel assets.
Since Pope Francis published his landmark letter to bishops urging a break with fossil fuels in 2015, Catholic institutions around the globe have announced plans to divest their finances of oil, gas and coal to help fight climate change. The exception is the world's top oil and gas producer, the United States, which counts about a quarter of its population as Catholic. Not a single U.S. diocese has presented plans to let go of its fossil fuel assets. Its dioceses hold millions of dollars of stock in fossil fuel companies through portfolios intended to fund church operations and pay clergy salaries.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, who says at least a dozen U.S. dioceses are also leasing land to oil drillers. The Pope was going to attend the COP28 summit, but canceled because of his health, which the Vatican says is stable. In a statement on Wednesday, they said he had no fever, but a lung inflammation associated with breathing difficulties persists, adding that Francis was continuing an antibiotic therapy. With her frail husband as a silent witness, Rosalind Carter was celebrated by her family and closest friends at her funeral in Plains, Georgia, the same tiny town where she and Jimmy Carter were born. The former president attended the intimate gathering at the Baptist church where she and her husband spent decades welcoming guests. After the funeral, her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren walked alongside the SUV to the grave.